3 years after Arkansas carried out the execution of a convicted killer, an announcement is expected today by a group that works to exonerate people. Member station KOER's Michael Hiblin has the details.
Liddell Lee was convicted of the brutal 1993 beating death of his neighbor Deborah Reese in Jacksonville. Prosecutors called him a super predator, alleging he had repeatedly targeted women. He maintained his innocence from the time of his arrest until his execution. 2 weeks before his death in April 2017, this is what Lee told the BBC.
I'm not going to say I have come to terms with the state trying to take my life, because I have not, nor will I ever come to terms. Even if I go fighting, you know, there's no way that I can, you know, stop them from forcibly taking me and strapping me to a gurney and, you know, doing whatever it is, you know, they are trying to do. But my dying words will always be, as it has been, I am an innocent man.
In the final weeks of his life, Liddell Lee worked with the ACLU and an organization called the Innocence Project, pushing to have modern DNA testing conducted on hair and blood evidence found at the crime scene. The state and courts denied the request. Jessica Brand of Harvard Law's Fair Punishment Project told NPR shortly after Lee's execution that there were chronic problems in his case.
He had a judge who was having an affair with a prosecutor in the case. His first state post-conviction lawyer was drunk in court and literally stated the words, blah, blah, blah. And then he had a federal post-conviction lawyer who had his license suspended last year because of a mental illness that caused him not to be able to represent his clients. That's an incredible litany of things to happen in a case, and it meant that only 2 weeks before his execution did someone finally investigate his life history, his trauma, his mental illness, and uncover that he may have had an intellectual disability.
Lee was one of 8 death row inmates scheduled to die in 2017 before the supply of one of the state's lethal injection drugs expired. With less than an hour before his death warrant expired, the sentence was carried out.
A lethal injection was administered at 11:44 p.m., and the coroner pronounced Liddell Lee dead at 11:56 p.m. this 20th day of April.
Today, the Innocence Project, the ACLU, and the brother and sister of Liddell Lee will take part in a press conference. The group say they will announce new information as well as litigation in the case. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.